stuff. We don't think about what happens to everything in our life that's online in case something happens to us. It's not just dying of old age. Suppose I had a fatal car accident tomorrow. What would happen to all that stuff, especially my bank account with bill pay?
Yeah, you know, our law firm handles both asset protection and estate planning. So what we want to do is we want to make sure while you're alive that we help you protect everything that you've worked your whole life for. You know, one divorce, one lawsuit, one car accident, one short sale or foreclosure deficiency can take away everything. You know, when you pass away, we want to help you get your assets where you want them to go quickly, privately, and cheaply. And unfortunately, one of the biggest things we see is that people realize they have businesses and cars and homes and money in the bank, but they never stop to think about their digital assets. And a lot of times, the digital assets are worth more than the other assets. They might have phone numbers, domain names, catalogs of either music or photography, username and passwords. I mean, the list is never ending.
Right, and you know, the scary part is, it mentions in the release, is just because my heirs might have the passwords and the like, it might not help, and it might cause trouble for them.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, if they don't have the passwords, you know how hard it is to get a username and password or secret question, you know, that you created 10 years ago. So only imagine how hard it would be for someone trying to do it who's not you, trying to explain to some company that you've passed away. You know, on top of that, a lot of these social media and different accounts have privacy regulations where they just will absolutely not give that information and will not allow that account transferred to anybody but you.
Wow. How do you help people do this? What kind of plans should they make?
Well, the first thing they need to do is educate themselves. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them our new book free of charge. Once they've educated themselves, they really need to inventory what they have. You know, so many people have a lot more than what they think. So they really need to make a detailed list of every single thing that they have, digital asset and non-digital asset. Only then, after they've educated themselves and inventoried what they've had, can we discuss all their different options. But we can literally help them protect everything they own from everyone, every time, while they're alive. And we can help them, once they pass away, have those assets go where they want them to go, privately, quickly, and cheaply.
All right. Now, if you could help, though, with like a five-step process, should this stuff be in their wills? Should you trust your lawyer with this kind of stuff?
Well, there's a lot of different options, and again, it's a new topic, so as time goes on, the options will go on, but there's internet services and companies out there that you can pay and retain for a fee that you can tell where you want your assets, digital or assets, to go once you pass away. Also, another thing I recommend, I refer to it as a digital executor, really just a trusted advisor, maybe a friend, relative, attorney, CPA, or financial advisor, you know, that you could trust with the information. Then you can put in your will, you know, who you want to leave the digital assets to and where they can get the information. But you have to be very careful about what you leave in the will, because it could be public record.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So you want to be efficient, but you got to do things prudently.
Right, because there's a danger that any hacker could get all your information after you were dead, and everything would be gone before your family would even know about it.
Yeah, and you know, we look at it as protecting your assets and transferring your digital assets where you want them to go, but there's a whole other way to look at it as well. You know, not only do you want to protect your assets and have it go to who you want it to go to, but think about it. You know, in today's digital economy, you know, we get pinged every month, you know, automatically for the mortgage, the cell phone, the electric bill, where if nobody has your usernames and passwords to go in and stop that, it's going to drain your account.
Right. The bank will just keep on collecting.
And then think about it. You know, let's say you know, a father has a business. He passes away. Maybe he's built the business up for 20 to 30 years. You know, maybe the son or daughter wants to take it over. Maybe they want to sell it. Well, if the son or daughter doesn't have access to the social media accounts, the Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, you know, that the father's built up over 20 years with 10,000 fans, you know, that's a lot of goodwill that when they go to sell the business, they're not going to have.
All right, now, is what we started with, is that the first thing we should do now to deal with an online account, is get with an attorney like you or a law firm like you, and that can run down all these things that we would never even dream about and at least make plans for it?
Yeah, you definitely want to see a good asset protection attorney or estate planning attorney and talk to them about both, because, again, the key is protecting it while you're alive and when you pass away.
All right, so listen, when I identify with identify you in this story, it's Hillel Presser with assetprotectionattorneys.com?
Correct.
Okay, that way, maybe we can steer you some business. That'd be good. And it's not a joke, though, because this is terrifying. The more I went into this with you, the scarier it got.
Well, you know, listen, I think the stats last time I checked were that 7 out of 10 Americans die without a will. So unless, you don't care where your assets go, you know, you got to think about it. It's not a subject that people like to talk about, but, you know, it's inevitable. You know, if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. So you need to make sure you prepare for it, because if not, you know, obviously it's not going to hurt you, but you're going to leave a huge burden of time and expense on your loved ones.
Right. I mean, and we're not talking about old age either. You could be walking down Venice Beach in California and some maniac in a car runs you down, and your family would be stranded.
Anything can happen. You know, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued, and nobody gets up in the morning expecting to die. But, you know, unfortunately, I've even had friends lately who just, you know, young age, 20s, 30 years old, and, you know, things happen and they pass away.
Right, right. Anything in this I'm leaving out, because I really have to run back on the air?
No, just really make sure you educate yourself. And again, if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Fill out the contact us form. As long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free book.
Cool. Excellent. Listen, Hillel, this is great stuff, much better than I had any idea. This is fantastic. This will run tomorrow morning as a standalone story.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Keep us in mind if anything else like this comes up. If if any new developments come up, by all means, contact us.
Perfect. Talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.